What's up, man?
How you doing?
It's early morning. What's up?
Yes, Mama, what are some of the things that you feel that you taught since Michael Crabtree that you benefited from this year? Because you mentioned yesterday you taught him a few things.
Well, I think first and foremost, Michael really has all the skills to be a complete wide receiver. And, you know, if he didn't have him, I don't think the 49ers would have drafted him so high. But I just think that he just needed, you know, somebody really older that's really been what he's been through to be able to guide him down that path. And I don't, you know, look at me as no father figure or anything like that, just more of a friend and a teammate. But, you know, like I said yesterday, the first thing that I told him was that, you know, I'm not here to replace him or do anything. I said, man, I want to play with you and let's make things happen together. So, you know, he's had a hell of a year, man, and I think it's his best year in his professional career. So the only thing I can hope is that he continues to be the person he is and keep making plays.
Because of that, is he a guy that you've really enjoyed playing with in particular, Crab?
Yeah, because I think I can speak for the whole offense that, you know, Crabtree has made some phenomenal plays this year. I think it starts out in practice, really. You know, I haven't been here. I just came for camp, and, you know, I do listen, I do read. But, you know, the things he was doing in practice, and I told him the things that you do in practice, you got to be able to let them roll on over to the field. So, you know, like I say, speaking for the whole offense, he's got us out of some traps this year. You know, if it's with his hands, his run after the catch. So, like I said, he's had a hell of a year, man. I don't think you can do is just tip your hat off to him and hope it keeps going.
James today was talking about how excited he is to get out on the field and start practice. Is that the feeling for the team and for yourself too?
Yeah, I think that we've been here, you know, the last couple of days, and you know, we've been out walking the streets, we've been out eating. So sort of what I'm saying is we've gotten our fun out of the way. So, you know, we're here to do a job, and that's to play football. And I think that, you know, he said it right. You know, I'm excited to get out there for practice today. You know, we got a defensive back, Tremaine Brock, and, you know, he gives us hell each and every day. So I'm actually ready to go out there and compete with him today. So I'm excited. I really am. Well, I think that I've seen enough football to kind of what I see is what I see. And you know, I have given some input. You know, have they used it? I really don't know. But, you know, if they see something going on out there, you know, I expect them to come over and talk to me about it. So that's what teammates do. That's what football is all about. So it's very important for us to get off to a fast start and be there for one another. You know, we have one game left, and after that, it'll be a long offseason. So I think it'll be a long offseason to lose, but a short offseason if you win. So, like I said, we're teammates, and I think whatever we can do to help each other out, let's win a game.
Do you remember when the Titans claimed you in 2010, and what do you remember about your experience?
I really don't remember much. And why they claim me, I really don't know.
Was that a frustrating period as you probably went through in the league?
I mean, there were some things that I could really tell that, you know, I really wasn't liked, and that was coming from the coaching staff to be able to still make plays, still go out here and practice. And there were some things going on in-house that I probably won't speak upon it until I write my book. So that's just something I keep until I put it in ink.
Do you think people thought that was going to be the end for you there and you probably didn't want to go out that way?
No, I don't really know what people thought, but that really wasn't me. And, you know, I've said time and time again, I love to play football, and not being able to go out there and compete and, you know, help a team win is something that I guess it'll frustrate you. It'll depress you in a way, but to answer your question, I think that, yeah, that's the way I didn't want to go out. So I just really want to come back and just make plays. That's about all I can do.
Did you,
what's the title of the
did you wonder if that was sort of going to be the end of your
No, I didn't worry about that. I mean, it's 32 teams down in the NFL. I mean, are you blackballing me because you don't like me, or blackballing me because I can't play? So, figure out the two.
How can you think they don't like it?
No, I don't really know. You know, there was some animosity. You could really feel the tension in the air within meeting rooms. And you know, it had nothing to do with Coach Fisher. So, like I say, I'll put it in ink one day. You can read about it.
What's going to be the title of the book?
I haven't figured it out yet. I just know that I think for people to understand me a little more, to understand what I've been through, I would like to write a book. I really don't really have a title for it right now, but I think once it's all said and done, once everything settles down, for me, slows down a little bit, I think that I am going to write a book. So, a lot of you guys at the table, I've never seen you before, and I know you don't know me, you just know what you read, but I think for you to really understand me and where I come from and how I do things, you need to read it.
Can you tell us just in context, give you a whole away, what we don't know about you, what people don't know about you?
Well, right now I'm playing in the National Football League, so when the book comes out, you'll be able to sit down and read it. I'm not trying to, you know, write a book that's going to be disrespectful, nothing like that, but I think it's just something like when you go to Starbucks coffee or you go to the park, you see people reading books. I would like for people to really sit down and enjoy my book and get to know me a little better, because I, you know, like I said, I've been through a lot and I put a lot of heart and soul and dedication into this, you know, sacrificing, you know, each and every day to make sure I go out here and prepare myself to be the best. And I think that's going to be one of the main focal points of my book, is just, you know, how I the approach that I took to be who I am.
How do you think people perceive you?
I don't know, man. I've been in this league long enough. You answer that question.
Do you have a better idea for who you are since your time away and then coming back this
year? I'm sorry, what's your question?
Do you have a better idea of who you are in this game and where you fit?
I've never forgotten who I was. You know, I think that, you know, people see my dedication and see the effort that I put out, and some people think it's cocky, some people think it's arrogant, and some people think I don't put forth the effort. But you know, being able to be double, be triple covered, sometimes quadruple covered, I don't know. I don't think that people outside of football understand what that's like. You know, there's receivers that get single covers, some get double, but not many get triple and quadruple covered. And it's just something that it's hard work. And I've never forgotten who I am and what I'm able to do. I just think that over time, when an offense prepares for opposing defenses, to be able to put two or three guys on me, that means that shortens the playing field a little bit. And it took me a while to understand that, because like I said, I've always wanted to make plays. I've always been a playmaker. And now that I'm older in my career, it's just like, now I understand it. And it comes along with the territory, and you got to really take it in stride.
Was it important for you when you came to this team that the guys in that room knew that and saw that from you right off the bat?
Yeah, because I think they already had their perception of me already made up, and you know, good or bad, I really didn't care. But you know, for them to, I just wanted to let them know I'm all the way in. And you know, I told Coach Harbaugh back during the OTAs and minicamp that, you know, first of all, I wanted to make the team, and then being able to go out here and just make plays, and the playmaking hasn't really been there this year, but like I said, everything else has been there.
Randy, do you think big response to does better now for what he did the first time he started?
I think I really don't know. I'd say it's preparation, I guess. You know, Cap's come in to be our starting quarterback with, you know, with his just eyes forward, you know, not looking on either side of the road, just keep it straight forward. And I can just say just his preparation, because, you know, when he came in, there's, you know, everybody makes mistakes, but you can see some of the mistakes he was making, and then now it's just like he's ready to lead, and that's something you can appreciate in a quarterback.
Hey, Randy, what kind of reaction did you get from
his mental toughness? What have you seen from him?
I think his inner toughness is about as tough as his outer. So I like Cap. I really do. I like everything that he does. I like everything that he stands for. You know, the kissing of the tattoos and all that, man. So I like him, man. I really do. I'm a fan of his.
Randy, what kind of reaction do you get this
team that you joined? What have you learned from those guys this year? And have you really benefited from just kind of that environment?
I think being around a group of young guys, it doesn't make me feel so old. What I mean by that, I mean, there's days where I've come out and, you know, been a little achy, been a little sore, or not really ready to go out there and practice. Then you get the jokes and stuff coming from guys like Alden Smith, Crabtree, Carlos Rogers, C.J. Spielman. So that's really something that, you know, motivated me to, you know, loosen my bones up and get myself ready to practice. So
what do they say?
I mean, you name it, man. I mean, really, you name it. So it's nothing that I haven't heard from them. Just far as my age and, you know, like a lawnmower. You know how you start a lawnmower up and you got to pull the string to start it up? So they talk about, you know, like, Moss, let's get ready. Go ahead and start your lawnmower up. So, you know, and like I said, man, it's all in fun. It's not out of disrespect. And, you know, they got to have somebody to pick on. But like I said, it goes both ways. So we have a great time. And being around those great group of guys, they're young, and they keep me young too.